Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Hey, it's Matt Leon, and it's time for another college football preview. And today we take a look at the Division III or Sinus College Bears out in Collegeville. Now, these podcasts are sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. Ursinus coming off a tremendous 2024 season. The Bears finished 9-2, 5-1 in the Centennial Conference. They advanced into the NCAA tournament for the first time since 1999. Head coach Peter Gallagher is entering his 25th season leading the program, and I caught up with him recently to talk about what's in store for his 2025 squad. First of all, Coach, good to see you, and how has camp gone overall here? I know we were talking off the air that game one's going to be here before you know it.
Yeah, well, thanks. Thanks, Matt. Thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure to talk with you and get on KYW here and talk about the Bears. You know, camp started I would say, like most around the country, we were in the East Coast. It was pretty brutal heat. I thought, you know, our sports medicine staff and our cafeteria people, we were able to open up earlier and get out there and beat the heat. And then it broke, right? But it was a couple trying days of just trying to get your insertions done, right? You got so many things you want to try to stay on time, and then you just got to kind of evaluate if a practice gets cut because of the heat or this or that. So we overcame that, and hopefully that's a sign of how this group can overcome other obstacles that are going to be put in front of us.
Talked about the success last year. How much does that set the bar for what's expected in 2025 for your group?
Well, I mean, we feel we have a pretty good culture here. We feel we've had a good culture for several years now. You know, been in the postseason, you know, I think 4 out of the last 5, and you know, getting to the tournament this past year. I certainly think that we were pretty senior heavy last year. We had 16 all-conference kids. A lot of those kids graduated, but I feel that, you know, the kids now that are going to be stepping into those roles, you know, they're not freshmen, and really, they're really a lot of them aren't sophomores either. They're kids that have been around here. They're 20, 21 years old and understand the expectations and the obstacles and the adversity that is going to get put in front of them throughout all of our opponents, right? All of our opponents are going to give us stuff that we're going to have to overcome to have success. And I think this group is mature and ready to do that.
Coming into camp, what were some of the big questions you needed to get answered from a personnel position standpoint? And have you started to get the answers you're looking for?
Well, I mean, the philosophy here, certainly offensively, still remains the same. Our philosophy has remained the same for many years now. And offensively, we want to throw it to score and run it to win. And so I really wanted to find out if we were going to be able to continue to run the ball. We led the conference in rushing last year, and that takes a lot of pressure off the pass game and puts a lot of pressure on defenses to have to commit down to the run. And I feel good about where we're at being able to run the ball and throw it as well. But, you don't want to just rely on your pass. And certainly you don't want to be an offense that is going to be working from second and X and third and X in dealing with that. You want to be able to have a good balance and a good mix. And I feel that we're there. And then on the defensive side of the ball, just not staying in one run or one coverage, being dynamic and athletic and being able to move around and disguise things and not give quarterbacks or offensive linemen just an easy way to ID what it is that we're doing. So I feel good about that as well.
Building off of that question, from a position group standpoint, what would you say are the biggest strengths right now on the Bears?
Well, I think there's a lot of kids that are going to be out there for the first time. I would say defensively, we have two returning starters, an all-conference defensive tackle and Sean Spinoza out of Germantown Academy that brings some size, strength, and athleticism and all returning all-conference defensive end in Aaron Rios that really is a dynamic pass rusher and fairly stout against the run. And on the other side of that, we have two our captains coming back on the offensive line in Neil O'Donnell and a returning all-conference center and Dean Leader out of LaSalle College High School. So our offense and defensive lines, those are really, really key. When push comes to shove, football is about pushing and shoving, right? And if you can be stout on either side of the line of scrimmage, then you're going to have a chance to stay on time or, on the other side of things, keep offenses off time, get off the field on third down. And I think we have our offense and defensive lines are have some quality personnel on them.
Talk about your quarterback situation heading into the season.
So, we've been pretty prolific at quarterback here for the last, going back to Jack Penska and then Jalen Bradford took over. And we're really excited about Tristan Machado. He's a lefty out of Germantown Academy. He's been kind of under Jalen's wing and waiting for his opportunity. And I've said it, we've talked before, Matt, right? You're going to go as far as your quarterback is going to take you. He's touching the ball every single play. He's got to make decisions with the ball every single play. And we feel really good about where he's at in getting the ball out, his arm strength, his ability to pull it down and run. And Alan Paterzo out of LaSalle College High School adds depth at that position. So we feel really good that we know where to go with the ball and we're going to be able to get the ball out, not take sacks, stay on time, and execute our offense at a high level.
We need to take a break. We will have more with Peter Gallagher in just a moment. But right now, I want to remind you that this podcast is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. It's summer, and that means it is time to bring the heat in a new Honda. You can head out on an unforgettable adventure, maybe take a sporty sedan for a spin, and you can do it all while driving with confidence. Check out the Civic, Accord, or HRV during the Honda Summer Event. event. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details. And now let's get back to our look at the Ursinus College Bears and my conversation with head coach Peter Gallagher. Talked about last year having a lot of seniors, and this year a lot of kids who have been there, but this may be their first shot to really spread their wings. Does the makeup of the roster from year to year change how you approach a training camp situation? Like, if it's older, are you focusing on different things or maybe taking things a little further? Whereas if it's a group that doesn't have as much experience, is there more maybe teaching day to day? Like, or do you do your thing and everything falls together?
Well, I think it's like you're going to go through a camp, right? And you're going to have an insertion, right? You're going to put in these plays on this day. Defense is going to put in these plays, these fronts, these coverages. Offense is going to put in these runs and these passes, these RPOs, these play actions. And I think the key for us and the key for Ursinus now is we've had our staff together for a long time. And you know, Steve Devlin, our associate head coach and defensive coordinator, has been here 8 years. Our associate head coach and offensive line coach, Rob Quigley, has been here with me for 23 years. Our offensive coordinator that played here for us and now is calling our plays has been here for 8 years as well. So our insertions are fairly repetitive. So someone comes in as a freshman, they go through it once, and they go through it again in the spring, and then they go through it again their sophomore year, then their sophomore spring. So I think as our roster goes through those more and more, and even if those kids may be on the second, you know, maybe not getting all the time, maybe they're in a rotation or maybe they've all gone through that, and keeping those consistent and keeping our language consistent so that, you know, offense knows defensive terminology, defense knows offensive terminology how we grow and bring our roster along from year to year. And like I said, like we have the kids that are it's their time now. You know, most of them are juniors and seniors. You know, very few are freshmen and sophomores, and they've been through this process now several times. So we keep it fairly consistent and go from there.
And that kind of leads me, because you've had so much success and you talk about the consistency you've had as a staff, what is the balancing act between we are going to do what we do well and what makes us Ursinus and what this program is all about, but also making sure to keep it fresh so that it stays a step ahead of the opponents? How does that work? How have you been able to do that so successfully?
Yeah, you know, as football, you know, football always, you know, there's new ideas. There's, you know, I don't know how long ago the run pass option or the RPO schemes came into play. We may have been a little bit late to the game because we were so convicted on what we did. But, you know, learning to do those things and then getting out and seeing some different people and different programs and what they do, and then building off of and really, really evaluating. You know, we sit in the office. You know, a lot of times you get asked the question, well, what do you do in the off season? You know, like, you know, we're just out doing nothing. No, you know, we're watching what we did, what we had. Well, and then, well, you know what? We really don't have a whole lot of passes, or boy, we have some tendencies here that we could throw in a quick game off of it, or we're really run heavy in this set, or run heavy in that set, or we tend to blitz on this down more, and maybe we can disguise that and bail out and do those things. So those are the conversations that we have when we do build the insertions, right? And then I think that has kept it fresh, and then our kids can understand, yes, right, I get it, right? We've had success running this, and now we're going to run this off of that. And I think that is always continuing to evolve and always things that you need to continue to evaluate so that, you know, you aren't that predictable. And the kids, right? The kids see it too, right? That's the biggest thing. It doesn't matter what we think as coaches. It matters what we can teach our kids and have them buy in and execute at the highest level and at the fastest speed that they possibly can.
And that will do it for this college football preview and these podcasts sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. Want to thank Ursinus College head coach Peter Gallagher for taking the time to talk. Ursinus, by the way, opens its 2025 season on Friday night, September 5th. It's a road game against Alvernia, and it will be a 7 o'clock kickoff. We will have another preview coming your way soon. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.